What's going on, everybody? John Kovach here, your host of the Champion Circle and Circle of Knowledge podcast. I'm super excited to take a few minutes today to share with you guys a few new updates and just some things that are happening in our world. Now, if you're just joining us, I want to take just 10 minutes every Friday as we go live to talk about a few things that are going on in our world, as well as the resources that you can have. This is an opportunity for us to share different resources. So I want to share just what's going on in our network and bring you up to speed on some really cool things, and as well as take the opportunity to, you know, share some stories. This was an interesting week in my world. I have to share without disclosing the names of the individuals, but for those of you who don't know me very well, I love to give back. And my way of giving back is I love to give my time coaching athletics. And I give my time in coaching athletics to the varsity football team of Wasatch High School, as well as the track and field team at Wasatch High School, where I coach the high jump and long jumpers. And those who don't know my background is that I was a collegiate decathlete, and at one point in time, I hoped and was hopeful to train for the Olympics before I changed direction and pivoted towards entrepreneurship. But I wanted to share with you guys, you know, in all of the time that I spend dedicating my services and giving my life to these individual athletes and young students, you are never prepared for what's happened this past week. And unfortunately, this past Monday, we got the news of a terrible, terrible accident that happened just down the street from us, right along on one of our highways here in our small little farm town of Heber City, Utah. And in this moment, two of our track athletes, one was a captain of the track team. Both were incredible throwers, shot put, discus, javelin, and some girls that we were very, very close with, amazing women in this community, who were just at the wrong place at the wrong time, hit by an oncoming vehicle that was launched into the lane. Both three cars were involved in the accident. One survived, three people died. And of the three, two of them were these young athletes who literally just a few weeks ago graduated from high school. And, you know, we paid our tributes. It's been a very emotional week for us, but I wanted to share an inspiring and enlightening message from this tragic event. And what I wanted to share with you guys is that you've got to realize that at any given point, you know, life and death does not discriminate. And I learned that line from the old the Broadway musical Hamilton, and there's a song on it, but life and death does not discriminate, and it can take us at any time. We can leave this beautiful earth and go to an even more beautiful place. But with that knowledge in mind, that knowing that, you know, we could be here for the next 10 minutes, we could be here for the next 100 years, but whatever it is, you know, life is meant to be enjoyed. I was at the vigil for the celebration of life for these young ladies, celebrating with our community, and just getting together and communing together. And, you know, every single story shared, it and from my experience as a coach and as a mentor and somebody who's worked with these young ladies, you know, I knew that they lived every day of their lives, you know, with joy, and, you know, they enjoyed themselves, and they really, really brought light on other people, and they were happy. I mean, I know that with school and high school, there comes drama, there comes social media, there comes social aspects, there comes stress, there comes testing, there comes, you know, the decision-making process, and all of these things are part of life. But because they're part of life, it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy life. And I just wanted to share that, because success isn't the outcome. Success is part of the journey. And whenever you leave this world, you know, I think that a lot of us can agree that every single day is a day worth rolling out of bed. every single day is worth trying to reach out to somebody. Every single day is worth, you know, gaining a profit and building a business and trying out your ideas and starting something new or trying something that's going to make us happy, fulfilled, and pleasantly surprised with the outcomes. And that is the message I wanted to share today. So dealing with that, I wanted to share with you a couple updates and a couple announcements as well. But my heart goes out to the families. My prayers go out to the loved ones touched by this tragic and horrible event. But I did want to share my condolences and my love for this Wasatch community who really, really come together and are reminded of the power that we have as a community. And I'm very, very grateful for that. Transitioning and switching gears, I wanted to share a few things that we've got coming up and just some things that you should be aware of. Look, if you're a business owner or if you're an entrepreneur or even thinking about diving into entrepreneurship, I think there's some really, really great resources that you need to have before you start. Now, when people get started with their, and I'm totally speaking off of personal experience that I'm not sponsored by, or am I paid by, though if they want to pay me, I'd be happy to accept and I'd be happy to promote, but I'm not paid by anyone to say these things. These are just genuine resources that I want to share with you. And when you start a business, oftentimes people start to think, you know, what is it that I need to gain recognition? What do I need that's going to make people realize, oh, this is a business. Oh, this is a service. This is something that I can look at and possibly spend my money on. And most people will say, yeah, they need a sign or they need some sort of logo or they need a website or they need a bunch of other things. And while that may be essential to the growth and scaling process of your business, a business does not require any of them. I just want to be very, very clear. But there are things in our world that are free and that you can pay for a minimal cost to really enhance and speed up or accelerate the process of improving your business. And one thing I wanted to share is, because I'm an advocate for getting things done. I'm an advocate for action and I'm an advocate for focusing on the most important pieces of business. And one of those pieces is if you are, you know, concerned or focused on getting a brand or getting some sort of logo out there, there are tools and resources to do so. First of all, I would trust your local producer, anyone who is a digital or logo generator or website builder. I have a website builder that I love and trust, Ty Cobb Design. They do an amazing job. You can reach them at their website. I think it's at tycobbdesign.com. Or you can just ask me and send me a message. I love them. They're amazing at what they do. There are also quick, fast resources for both branding, social media posts, content creation, and so forth. And I have been one of many free users of, if you guys have heard of Canva.com, Canva.com. Now, for all of you other business owners and entrepreneurs, you're probably like, yeah, John, whatever. This is like secondhand knowledge. Like this is so easy. But you know what? There are people out in this world who don't know about this stuff. And I wanted to share it. And there's a free version. Everyone can use it. You can use it unlimited. You're just limited on what you can use, but they provide you a lot of options. I mean, from shapes and photos to templates, and you can do anything on this platform. You can build videos, slideshows, you can write ebooks, you can do all your social media posts, you can configure your posts to design the backgrounds of, you know, your YouTube channel, your Facebook pages, your everything that you're doing and what you need to do for your job and for your company. But what I wanted to share is I recently paid for the pro membership. And I think it was like $120 for the entire year, and they broke that out monthly. So like less than $12, excuse my math, I apologize, but for less than $12 or $15 a month, but I just paid all in full because I don't like to do monthly stuff. The exponential growth that has the access in this component and software was amazing, right? And I didn't believe it before because I was just freeloading off of the free stuff I could get from Canva. And believe me, you can get a lot of free stuff done and a lot of amazing things done through Canva on Canva, the free one. But if you pay an upgrade and you do so, man, you have access to libraries of stock images, stock videos, more templates, the options of creating and posting and promoting and scheduling, and not to mention branding tools and templates and guides. Man, it blew my mind. And I realized, man, if I had done this earlier, I would have had a lot more success in promoting my business online through social media to my friends, creating business cards, creating printouts, and sending people professional emails and stuff like that. I mean, you can do everything from creating your own small little website landing page to, you know, beautifying the signature of your emails and so forth. There's just so many things. So if you haven't tried Canva Pro, I highly recommend you do it. I wouldn't mind recommending it, and I'll post my Canva Pro affiliate link in the chat section just so that you can go and check it out. I think they let you do it for 30 days free, and definitely take advantage of it, because once you go, you will never want to come back. Like, it is worth the cost of admission, because everything you can do inside of Canva Pro is amazing. All right. So enough of that. I'm going to actually pull up what I just promised you. I'll post that in the chat section here. But I really, really highly recommend that you take advantage of the Pro feature and go try it out for a month and see how it works for you. I mean, I literally designed this entire podcast with the abilities in this amazing new, let me make sure I'm in the right email. It looks like I'm not in the right email, so that makes me delay just a little bit longer. But what an amazing tool and resource. And yeah, again, everyone's probably rolling their eyes like, John, you're speaking to the choir. Like this is totally normal, and we've all been there. And I'm like, wow, why didn't you guys share this resource with me? Like, I knew everyone was using Canva, and I knew everyone was using free, what are those called? Stock images. And I knew it because I've been through there. I've surfed the web for them. I've looked at them. You know, I've spent hours designing my brand and creating these things. And essentially what I wanted to share was that though I did the hours of research, nobody shared it with me. You know, nobody told me, dude, you've got to try this. It is phenomenal. And because they never said that, I never knew. So I'm here today trying to be the guy that says, hey, nobody told me, so let me tell you, right? This is amazing. So I'm going to pull up here. I'm going to grab that list for you, and I'll post it here in the chat section. Canva Pro. Boom. Copy. All right. Copy link address. There it is. Okay. And I'm posting it right now in the comment section. This is great. So I appreciate you guys hanging in there with me. Partnercanva.com. Boom, baby. Okay. This is great. And I love seeing you guys live and interacting with us. Kenny Ingersoll says, it's amazing how much valuable tools are available for free that are not taken advantage of. And I completely agree. I completely agree. And, you know, I'm always in favor if that the resource is good, if the device is awesome or the software is amazing and it's free, I always promote it. But if it has a cost, I would not be afraid to invest in that. If it's $60 or if it's a monthly payment or something small, minimal. Yeah, I know that the payments add up, guys, but seriously, it will change your life. I mean, where are we at? We're 15 minutes into this, and for 7 minutes, I've been talking about Canva Pro. Like, it is such a good resource. And again, I'm not sponsored. I did post my affiliate link there in the chat section. Go and check that out, because I think you'll be able to find some of the solutions that you're just spinning your wheels on. And you can do so with the free resource, but try out Canva Pro for a month for free. I'm about to sneeze. Wow. On air. I love that. And you guys saw it right here. The sneeze. And I sneezed into my lap, if you didn't notice that. So there you go. What a great resource. Another great resource I want to share with you guys. And again, I am affiliate part of this, but I just wanted to share. Thanks, Karen. I have a friend here watching. Karen's watching. She says, bless you. Appreciate you. Bless you, Kenny said it too. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. I won't be here on your long. I wanted to just take a few minutes, but a couple of things that I love. And if you love content creation or if you want to be creative, I saw this device while I was surfing Instagram. And while I was just scrolling through Instagram, this device popped up and I was like, that's very interesting. I could use this for my blogs. I could use this for my vlogs. I could use this for, you know, a variety of things. And the device is called Pivo. And Pivo is a device that syncs to your phone and it uses technology, like AI technology, to follow your face. So I know that you can go and invest in really, really expensive video editing software. And I highly recommend you do it if you're a top-notch editor and provider. But if you're not, and you're just kind of, I don't know, simple like me, I found this device. I think it was like $70. And I'll show it to you right now. And it looks like this. It mounts on top of a tripod, so you can just screw it on, but then you can put your phone like right here, and then this device will turn automatically. It will swivel and it'll use AI technology to follow your face or whatever spot you want it to. And so if I'm a speaker on stage and I like to walk the stage, my camera or my phone is going to follow me as I walk the stage. You can also do remote action. You can do some really cool stuff by focusing in on it, and it does some kind of cool thing. And it also controls your camera. So if you want to just take photos, this is a great little tripod piece that connects to it. So it's kind of like a one and done service or technology to help you really, really take advantage of your content creation, as well as your own like studio. It really is its own studio, and it's got some cool filters and some really cool things you can do, panos and whatnot. And I've had fun playing around with it. It's a fun device. And I know that there's other apps out there. I know that there's other devices, and I'm not trying to compete with them. I'm just saying what's worked for me, you guys. So I do have a link for that. I'll share it here in the comments section as well. But if you wanted to check that out, it is such a cool device, and I'm a big fan of it. So there you go. I'll take that shameless little plug there. But if you're interested in looking more at that, I just posted that one in the comments section too. It's called Pivo device, and it's very simple. I mean, I love how simple it is. So if you're like doing your vlog and you're cooking in your kitchen or whatever, or maybe you just want to like follow your cat around and you want the camera to be focused on your cat while it wanders the house and does its thing, this device could do it. So I'm just a big fan of these resources, and I think they're fantastic and you should totally check them out. I know that there are other ones in comparison and power. I'm just telling you what I use, okay, and what I like, and I think it's fantastic. Boom. All right. So a few more things I want to share with you guys, just a couple more resources. I do want to share with you guys, if you haven't already checked it out, okay, you really, really need to go check this out. You should watch the season 3 of Speak Up. Now, Speak Up is like TED Talks, but on Amazon Prime. And it is such a great show with amazing speakers, and I wanted to share with you guys my episode on Speak Up. It just aired, and I'm grabbing the link now, boom, 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 and I'm posting it in the comments section. You guys really should check it out. Now, here on the Circle of Knowledge podcast, whoa, that is a crazy, crazy long link. Well, okay, I guess I'm going to just post it. I'm not going to bring it up on the screen because, you guys, this is massive. It is a huge post. So I think it's because I double shared something. So anyways, go check that out. If it's totally nasty, don't even click on it. But go to Amazon Prime Video and look up Speak Up. And I want to show you a couple clips. I've been given permission to show these, but I just want you guys to see the powerful speakers and just the entourage of amazing people that come from this show.
Hi, everyone. My name is Clara Capano.
Chanel Aramelli.
I'm John Kovach Jr.
Jennifer Blair.
Taylor Cole Longacre.
Tristan Helm.
Hi, I'm Gary McDermott.
Meredith Allen.
Sorana Pascario.
Nick Lowry.
Sherry James,
and James Pope.
Experience these amazing speakers and more on the Speak Up stage on Amazon Prime Video and MPN Global.
And as a speaker who was featured on season 3, I was able to travel down to Dallas, and where we NPN Global has a top-notch, state-of-the-art facility, and we got to do a lot of amazing, just, you know, breakthrough speaker opportunities. Speaking on that round stage was just so much fun, and I had a lot of time to get to know amazing other speakers who will be featured on this podcast throughout the season. And if you haven't already watched, go check out Dee Dee Wong as well as Nick Lowry. And we just had today on the show Chanel Aramilli and Clara Capano. And next week we got a really good lineup as well. But if you haven't already checked that out, go check it out. Go watch. And if you're the kind of person who likes to share content, I would love for you to share a review. Now, I'm not going to know who, if you've listened to this and if you've gone and watched the show and if you've posted a review, but if you mention my name, say John Kovach sent me, and what a great a show or season, or you just tell me who your favorite speaker was, whatever, I will give away a really, really special gift. I have a really, really cool gift to give away. So I'll talk more about the gift giveaway here soon, but if you will please go and watch an episode, watch the season, binge watch the whole thing. You know what? Why not? Don't hesitate. It's going to fill you with inspiration, motivation, give you some really, really great knowledge, but go watch TV. It will give you some amazing insights. It will also provide you a lot of clarity. All right. So if you do so and you mention me, I'll be able to find you in the review section. Then I will be able to enter you in for a prize. So do so, please. And I said a prize, but literally if a million people go, and I don't even know if I have access to a million people, but if like 100 people go and do so and mention me and say Circle of Knowledge or just John Kovach, and you do so, what's holding me back from sending you all a gift? Okay. So I would appreciate you if you would do that out of the kindness of your hearts, not because I asked you. But remember also, if you do give reviews, give 5-star reviews. It's either my way or the highway. Like, it's black or white. Like, if you're going to give reviews, don't give 1-star, 2-star, 3-stars. Give 5-stars. And if you're not, then, you know, the day and age of customer services, giving you free things because you gave them a bad review, a scathing review, or kind of bad. They're kind of over. Customer service has grown, and we figured out how to, you know, handle clients that way. In a lot of ways, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So please just give a 5-star review. Like, don't even think about it. Just slap a 5-star there, and you'll love it. You'll love the show. You'll love the messages, and you'll be inspired. MPN Global and Masoom, the producer of the show, did a phenomenal job. They are one of the top-notch studios in the world. Like, I love these guys. They're amazing at what they do. And if you're also interested and you're like, I can see myself on that stage, just like a TED Talk or any other stage, you too could be on the stage. And if you want to know any information about how to speak on Speak Up, please contact me immediately, because I can do my best to get you on the stage and find you a spot on one of the seasons upcoming. So if you have any questions or if you want to know more about that, please contact me immediately at john@amplifiedminds.com. And you'll see that email here in the show notes as well. So please do that. For those of you who are hanging out and listening, I appreciate you chatting with us. Karen says it was great. From what I've seen so far, I've definitely a 5-star show. Wow. Definitely going to put that one up there. Thank you, Lauren and Ty. That's a fantastic testimonial. They are great. I just have loved listening to the other speakers. Yes, I had a really fun time speaking on there as well. And if you guys don't mind, I'll share you a clip of mine. But yeah, it was an amazing experience for all of us speakers to share our messages in a way we did. Let me try and share my screen just here for a second. Let's go share screen. And I'm going to go to Chrome tab. And yeah, we're going to watch a little bit of Speak Up. Let's show you. Let's give you guys a small teaser. We're going to go back here. And that was Clara Capano. She was amazing. So when you go to Amazon, you'll see this. You'll see the Speak Up logo. You'll see the amazing episodes. And then here, as I was saying, guys, if you go down here and you click on details, all right, you can read all of the reviews. Look at that. I'm number one. We've got a bunch of other great resources here. People really highlighting the show. There's some really good stuff here. See all reviews. Okay, I'm going to go back, though. Let's go back to the episodes. And I'm just going to share with you guys. I'm episode 12. I brought up the ringer at the end here. Some amazing content. I just want you guys to take a look and see the opening scenes from this. Okay, you ready for this? And it's just taking a second to load. I skipped the intro. Moving right in. I call this my triple hot fudge caramel sundae story. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. Everybody needs me to make it through this. That's exactly what was going through my mind as I was stuck in a cave 100 feet below the Earth's surface. I can't breathe. I'm pinned between two rocks. There's dust billowing up in my face and getting into my teeth. No one's going to hear me. They can't hear me cry. Don't freak out. Everybody needs me to get through this. My hips. All right, guys, that's a little clip of my episode from Speak Up. And I just wanted to share that with you because one, it was really fun. It was such an exciting opportunity to speak on the stage. But two, go and check it out. What a great, great opportunity to learn and to get inspired. And that's the story I love to people. If it doesn't already freak you out or get you excited, go check it out. I'm pumped and excited about it. All right. So we talked about some of my favorite resources. A couple things that I also wanted you guys to do. If you're local, if you're in Utah listening to this and you are looking for opportunities to connect with more people. I have a really great connection with a golf league. It's a networking golf league called the Networking Golf League. You can get them at networkinggolfleague.com. You want to go there, join our networking golf league. We network every week, golf a little bit, connect a little bit, have some fun, emphasis on the networking, have a lot of fun golfing. You can just tell them that John sent you and, or if you have any questions, just reach out to me. But what an awesome, awesome way to connect with people in a very recreational way. That's definitely the circle of knowledge and the champion circle way is to do that. So that's something I highly advise you, you check out. Also, I just can't go without sharing this link here. You guys are going to love this. So we created a merch store, just playing around. And actually, shout out to Karen Hargreaves, because Sharon shared this idea with me. And I was like, I wonder if I could do this. And this was something that I just planned on just sharing with a few people here. But it was kind of cool and kind of exciting. And then let me teach you guys for just a second on my mindset behind this. So Karen, huge shout out to you. And thank you for teaching me a little bit about drop shipping. By the way, Karen, if you would post your link to your store in the comment section and I'll bring it up here. Yeah, I want to share with you what I did. And I just playing around. And for you guys who don't know me, this is definitely more than 10 minutes. I'm at 30 minutes now, but I love this knowledge and information. I hope that you guys are okay, that I'm sharing such great quality information for you. Is this is part of what we do on the Circle of Knowledge. This is the knowledge that I'm sharing with you as we learn it. I don't want to be selfish and retain all of the information for myself. I want to give it to you. So after learning a little bit, researching a little bit, and playing around with some things, I try to give myself 30 minutes to an hour of creative time. with a guy who has ADHD and a brain that runs like a, you know, like a fire hose. I need that outlet to take my ideas and to put them out there. Just put them on a wall, like literally take the paint and throw it on the canvas, right? And I need to do that on a daily basis because that's my outlet. That's how I get, you know, that creative mind working, and then how I feel fulfilled. And so Karen, my friend Karen, also a member of one of our masterminds, an amazing store owner. She has her own products. She has her own t-shirts, her own brand, mugs and so forth. She's done a fantastic job. She inspired me to build a shop, and I was like, you know what, let me just test it out and build it and just, you know, take a look at it. Cause I was testing a bunch of other websites like Amazon dropshipping. There's a bunch of other, there's a bunch of other websites that you can do this through. But anyways, my thought was like, you know what? My dream is to have everything in life paid for or free or complimentary or at cost, right? And the way you do that is you become a business owner. And she showed me a really cool website that really, really allows you to do so in a fun way. When it comes to furniture, not furniture, I'm sorry. But like home accessories, clothing and designs and a few other things. So I went ahead and created what's called the Champions Locker, a website or a store that has just some of our brands and some of the things we do. And I just posted that in the comment section down below. But, if you go to that website there, it's, championslocker.com.creatorspring.com. We've got a really cool store, and I didn't bring it with me, but I've been posting it on social media. You guys know that the Champion Circle and the Circle of Knowledge brand is that we talk about the concept of misfits, and misfits are entrepreneurs. These people that just don't fit the norm. We're different. We're built different, and no one will ever understand. But the misfit has an acronym that stands for, you know, the various aspects that go into those who are entrepreneurs. And I'm very passionate about that. So we created a bunch of misfit clothing and t-shirts and mugs and had fun with it. But my intention wasn't to build a bunch of t-shirts and just go out and sell them. I mean, it would be great that, you know, if I could sell a t-shirt, it would pay for the t-shirt that I bought, because I personally just wanted to design my own t-shirts that I like. And so that was kind of cool. We've already got a few people buying them, and they're really liking the Misfit brand. But it was very interesting because my intention was to see, and I'm a big like advocate for entrepreneurial quotes and canvases and those nice printouts that you can put on your wall. If you've seen behind me, I've got paintings, and I've got like the success poster and stuff like that. But what oh, thank you, Don. Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is fantastic. You're fantastic, Don. I want to share that with you. You guys, this is Don Green, president of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and he is amazing. You guys go follow Don. He is absolutely incredible and does amazing, amazing things, for, you know, perpetuating the Napoleon Hill Foundation and all that Napoleon Hill brought into this world. I have with me in hand, I know this is a bit of a tangent, but, the Napoleon Hill Foundation sanctioned copy of Think and Grow Rich, as well as the most recent approved published book, Outwitting the Devil. What an incredible two books. And Don, you're an amazing inspiration to me and a mentor to all. And soon enough, we're going to be, if you're a part of our network, we're going to be inviting you guys to tune in to conversations with this gentleman. He is an incredible person. So I wanted to share that. Thank you, Don. And absolutely, I'm happy to share this information. But anyways, went and created a merch store, and I did so by, you know, creating some like hoodies and some t-shirts and some fun stuff. That was kind of cool. And this website was very, very easy to design it, but you have to design it all yourself. Okay. And you've got to, you know, connect your banking and make sure that everything's set so that the store is legitimate. But what I actually have loved is, you know, creating entrepreneurial posters and canvases. And so I wanted to show you guys one of the posters that I recently created. It's a quote that I love, and I put it right here behind me, and I made this all through Canva. Okay. I went and created a copyright free, poster, and I used the quote, "Obsess over your dreams as though they were your prey." And I put there the face of a lion, because it's like so cool. The king of the jungle, you know, the most powerful cat on the earth. And I thought that was just such a cool message. And I made a bunch of others too, some that you'll really love. But if you go check it out, they've got some cool sales. And what I love too is that if you ever go and buy entrepreneurial posters and canvases and whatever sizes, they cost like $80 to $100. And if you go to like Iconic and some of those other ones, sometimes you can get a discount and they'll be like $50 or $60. But I mean, I don't mean to toot my horn, but I make these and sell them for like $20 or $30, like really, really cheap, really affordable. And they're stunning. Like it really adds some really cool texture and some context to the background. And I was on a Zoom call just the other day and somebody was like, "Wow, just by hanging out with you on Zoom, I was inspired by your background." And I thought, "Wow, okay, this is cool." So there you go. We've launched these entrepreneurial canvases with the quotes that I've been creating. And I wanted to share that with you guys. If you're interested in getting some, just go to the merch store, check it out. It's at championslocker.creator-spring.com. Just checking that out. I'll probably get an official website URL for that, but I'm just so excited about it. And thank you, Karen, for introducing me to it, because what a cool resource it was to do that. But I did all of this. And guys, my brain works hyperactive. I'm very fast. I did all of this in 30 minutes. So if I can do it, I'm pretty sure you guys can do it. And also, it was a really cool resource to, you know, grow my creative brain. Because there I was thinking about things that I had been storing in my head and my brain for so long. I needed that outlet, and I gave myself that permission to do so. So I'm very, very proud of that, and I'm excited about it. So if you want to go check it out, the t-shirts are pretty cool too. I posted a picture just the other day. I'll just show you from my phone here. That the t-shirts really turned out. I thought they were fantastic. And you probably won't see it well on my phone here, but I did post a video. Okay, those are some videos. Let me get to the photos I posted. Okay, more videos. All right, John, you should be more prepared when you do this. Okay, cool. So here's a photo. You can probably hardly see that, but I'm holding up the canvas, and I'll black out everything else. Oh, you get to see all my TikTok updates too. So there you go. I'm wearing the Misfit t-shirt, which is kind of cool. I made a black one and a white one. The black series is dark t-shirts with the white print. The white series is light t-shirts, colored t-shirts with the dark print as well. I think I just said that. Or dark t-shirts with the light print. You get it. So there were a bunch of that, and I wanted to share that with you guys. Go and check that out. Really cool. And it benefits the Champion Circle Networking Association as we have launched our business, and we are in business back to in-person networking safely and in fun ways. And so that, there you go. One last thing. If you are not local, but you're in the near vicinity, I did want to share one amazing resource with you guys. As members of Champion Circle, we have a really, really great membership program. And as part of our membership program, I wanted to invite you guys to a convention happening this coming weekend. And we are partnered with the Launching Leaders Revolution business. And they're such a great organization. I mean, they're the founders of the book Rascal and the Rascal podcast and the Rascal show. And they have so many great things. Recently they launched the book called the Financial Matrix, Beating the Financial Matrix. And what a cool aspect of it. Anyways, there will be a convention in St. George, Utah. That's Southern Utah, coming up here next week. That will be the date of, let's see, 7 days from now. So it'd be the 18th and 19th of June. And if you'd like to come with me to that convention, sit down with me and watch how we can absorb amazing information. I mean, the speakers are world renowned and they're fire, absolute fire. They're so good at speaking. And to surround yourself with a community of people who are anxious to learn and willing to grow and share with one another, it's a really cool convention. I'm currently not one of the speakers at the convention yet, but I am going down as a participant, and I'd like to take you with me. And as a result of you coming with me to the convention, we are also going to do a dinner and meet and greet down in St. George at one of my favorite restaurants. And we'd love for you to participate and be involved in that. So if you'd like to join us down in St. George this coming weekend, not this coming, sorry, the following weekend, June 18th and 19th. I know this is not evergreen content, but I'm happy to share it anyways. Please, please contact me as soon as possible. Let me share that in the comments section as well, as we will be going down there very, very soon. There we go. Become a member. Interested in learning the Champion Circle online. There are a few awesome, awesome, awesome resources. June 18th. Okay, cool. I'm just going to post that in the comment section. And you have like I want to get a hold of John now. Get a hold of me now. Do it. Don't delay. This is where you can do it. Okay. So I'll post this in the comment section. But Friday, Saturday, June 18th and 19th, the Life Convention in St. George, Utah, meet and greet with John Saturday night at one of my favorite restaurants. So if you want to do that and you want to come hang out with me, and if you stay till Sunday, we might just go golfing. So if you want to just come hang out the weekend with me down in St. George, Southern Utah, let's do it. Let's hang out. This is a really, really great way to get information, get inspired about life and what you're up to and what you're doing. I'm so excited to do this. And if you'll join me and have me for the weekend, and if you need help finding a place to book, like we'll show you, I'll probably be staying with family or at one of my favorite resorts. And so, please just check that out. So please send me an email or contact me via social media or anywhere that I can be found, and we can chat about that. So that's my invitation to you guys. This has been another great episode, sharing tons of resources and sharing that knowledge with you. I want to leave you with one last thing. And I want to leave you with, I need to mark this, one of my favorite quotes in this book, Outwitting the Devil, Napoleon Hill. And again, huge shout out to Don Green, who just commented on this, president of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. In Napoleon Hill's Outwitting the Devil, also, edited and narrated or annotated by Sharon Lecter, the co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. There's some pieces in here that I think are for everybody to know. And I know how to quickly find it, so I'm just going to do that right now. I'm going to put that there, and I'm going to just say this. And for those of you listening, I promise you I'm not like losing it. I'm just trying to find the resource that I want to share with you guys so badly. All right, here we go. Boom, boom, boom. All right. And then in a quick moment of dodging, I want to read you this quote. It can change your life. Okay? It can change your life. And it is right. Here. Boom. And unfortunately, I can't see the page number, so I don't really know what page it's on. But this is the quote. You ready for this? Be definite in everything you do and never leave unfinished thoughts in the mind. Never leave unfinished thoughts in the mind. Form a habit of reaching a definite decision on all subjects. Boom. So powerful. Okay. Now, this is Napoleon Hill interviewing the devil. And if you don't know the context, don't worry. It's not what it sounds like. But be definite in everything you do and never leave unfinished thoughts in the mind. And I want to shout out to Eric Swanson. Eric, Mr. Awesome Swanson, he is incredible at this. And I get annoyed sometimes because I'm like, come on, like we can talk about this later. And it's like, no, we're talking about it now. Because we really, really get things done, and we're action takers, and we get things done. So get things done. Okay. Don't leave anything to rest in the mind. Don't push things off. My biggest concern right now with these content calendars and pushing people into let's schedule a time to meet is that we just future each other's successes. We're just futuring each other's opportunities. And what I want to share with you guys is that we can be able to achieve more in a faster way by not pushing things off. deal with it now. And I'm learning how to do that through the mentorship and friendship of Eric Swanson. He is so good at this. And I just wanted to share with you guys how an amazing principle like that can teach you amazing things. Okay. This has been a great hour. I appreciate you all. I didn't intend to go 45 minutes, but apparently I did. So I'm just excited that we've all been together. Please take advantage of those resources. If you have any questions, reach out to me on social media. This has been an awesome mastermind and resourceful episode of the Circle of Knowledge podcast. I'm grateful for all of you. Take care. Have a wonderful weekend. And again, we air live on social media and YouTube and LinkedIn and Facebook on Fridays. And we launch our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts on Mondays. So if that confuses you, just know that the podcast goes live every Monday, every week, and you're going to love it. Okay. Take advantage of those offers. Take advantage of all the things we're bringing to the table. And we love you guys. Take care. Have a wonderful day.